I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I'm taking you to Vienna to a family-owned hotel with a long history. I remember the room. Beds for six persons, high ceilings, big windows opening to the street below. It was 1969, and my family had been traveling in Europe for weeks, arriving in Vienna on July 17th. The large, friendly woman in reception at the Pension Pertzky offered to house us all in one room. "Talk about togetherness," commented my mother in her diary. Mom had booked the pension upon the recommendation of Europe on $5 a day, the book that opened up a world of economic travel in Europe. In the heart of historic Vienna, the hotel's location allowed us to walk to St. Stephen's Cathedral, Vienna State Opera, Spanish Writing School, and the Albertina Museum. The building itself had been a palace as early as 1605 for the Italian Cavriani family, who were drawn to Vienna for the fighting horses. They married into the royal Habsburg family and constructed the five-story home around a courtyard that fronted two parallel streets. Their wealth is reflected in the finished building on both exteriors. Rooms later became apartments and then hotel rooms. Fast forward 44 years to 2013. My friends and I were planning a trip to Vienna, and one recommended the Pension Pertzky based on its location and price. Only after reviewing my mother's diary did I realize it was the same hotel we had used in 1969. Since it was still owned by the same family, I wanted to know what had happened in the last 44 years and asked to speak with a family member upon arrival. Licia Pertzky is married to Thomas, son of the original owners of the pension. His father was Hungarian, whose family left for Canada when the communists arrived. His mother was German, who moved to Canada for the adventure. They met in Toronto, married, and had two children there. Mr. Pertzky's sister, Teresa, also known as Aunt Reese, wrote them of an opportunity to buy a pension in Vienna. After purchasing the pension together in 1964, the family moved to Vienna, where their son Thomas was born. Aunt Reese would have been the woman who greeted us in 1969. The business began with a reception area, washroom, and 12 rooms that had housed military students from a nearby academy. Being named in Europe on $5 a day was a huge boost for them. Over the years, the family rented more rooms as they became available, with 55 rooms now used by guests. In 2005, a large exterior elevator replaced the small cramped one we used in 1969. The family works hard to maintain its 4-star rating, a rating system that is less about luxury and more about safety, security, and certain amenities. Today, the rooms are not as large, although they can still offer spacious rooms for a family. The Baroque exterior has been maintained and is unusual for Vienna. Televisions and Wi-Fi are now standard, and its location still can't be beat. And breakfast has improved dramatically, from a solitary hard roll, jam, butter, and coffee to a buffet of 6 to 8 cheeses, boiled and scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, mini breads, mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, basil, chopped fresh fruit, chocolate cake, local jams, honey and honeycomb, 6 kinds of cereal, dried apricots, raisins, seeds, prunes, fresh plain and sweet yogurt, and great coffee. Their guests have always included Americans, but I didn't hear many of our accents at breakfast. Licia noted a large number of Spaniards now visiting. Statistics bear out the changing face of visitors to Vienna. Germans and Austrians are the largest groups, as always. But in 2012, Russian tourists surpassed the number from the United States. China's travelers grew by 40%, and Saudi Arabians by 76%, all contributing to a record year. Licia mentioned some of the new large hotels built in the last 2 years, including a Kempinski, Four Seasons, Park Hyatt, and Marriott Hotel, a surprisingly late appearance of these hotel chains in Vienna. She thought Vienna's designation as one of the best places to live in the world is contributing to the increase in attention. In contrast to the United States, Europe has long had a tradition of independent, family-owned hotels, with only half the hotel rooms in Vienna being branded or associated with a chain. The rest are under private management, such as the Pension Pertzky, and many could qualify as boutique hotels. Whether the Pertzky family will continue the hotel another generation is not decided. But if I ever return to Vienna, I would love to introduce the Pension Pertzky to the next generation of travelers in my family.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit MaryClarkTraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.